to go through, you know, mudslides and dams up its flow, and yet it'll always keep seeking. And even in a dam, water will either have to be let through the gates, or if you don't open the gates, it's going to go over the top. It's going to seek its destiny. And we've been saying that you can't get to another shore unless you leave the one you're on. And so they didn't get to Budapest by sitting here in Tampa. Wow. So good to see you back. It's just, amen. Praise God. I know you've been, what an education. I mean, just geographically and culturally and culinary-wise, and why is this and why is that? And I've already been informed a little bit about Budapest, you know, how, you know, the two different parts and all this kind of stuff. But wow, you know, we're not the same people we were a week ago. None of us, whether we're in Tampa or whether you're in Budapest and back here and all around the world and back again, we're not the same people we were. And that's so hopeful, Debbie. We're not the same people we were. We're on a journey. And the ship wasn't built to stay in the harbor. It's built for wind and storm. So we go to sea, huh? Take her to sea. But we go with Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Life is going on. Minutes are going by. Birthdays are coming up. Yep. Birthdays with Laura soon. Going to be 14.
Wow.
And little Nessie's going to be 11 here shortly in August, I believe. And I've got a birthday coming up for long, and June has a birthday, and when is that?
The 6th.
Man, we just got a whole bunch of
Debbie too.
Debbie also, yeah. The same day. That's right. mom and daughter. Praise God. The same day. Praise the Lord. So you know, time's going by. 10 years ago, Nessie was one. 10 years ago, you were wherever you were. But wow, you know, praise God. Now, Gene can't be 80 or 81, whatever. I just can't be, you know. And that's, oh, really? Wow. So life is moving on, and it's all good because God has given us a certain time on this earth, and then we go to be with Him. So that's how God designed it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we're all learning some things, huh? Learning to hear God's voice, learning to be obedient, learning to say, God, forgive me because I messed up again, whatever. But it is a flow, man. God cleanses us. He washes. There's nothing but hope here, man. It's just all so good with Jesus. And what a king to walk with today.
Amen.
Well, I have an announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to say that we wrapped up our study on how to hear the voice of God on Wednesday night. God met with us. It was so wonderful. We had a large mock made up model of the tabernacle, and we went into the tabernacle and met with Him. It was really quite enjoyable. And besides that, I mean, God has been fine tuning us and teaching us more about hearing His voice. And our objective is to get to the place where we hear just all the time we're here.
That's right.
No, not interruption.
That's right.
Here, I can just say, well, Jesus, what do you think? And He'll say, I'm pleased. You know, those that are here, Father, I'm just asking that they're going to hear what's being said today and draw nearer. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it was time to, I came by another, a day or two later, to break it all down. I had Adeline with me. And the way I had done this, I used blue electrical tape, the wide 2-inch stuff, and that's what I used for the borders of the courts and the holy place. And so it occurred to me, which I believe came from the Lord, to ask Addie to help me. Now, she just turned 3 years old, and so I was asking her for help, and her job was to take up the blue tape.
Hmm.
And I videotaped some of it, and I must share it with you at some point. I just didn't have time to pull it together. But she was so precious, so she just started off onto it right away, and later it occurred to me it's just how we are.
Uh-huh.
It's a simple thing. So she realized some things. If she pulled it up here, it was a long strip, and the whole thing lifted up. And at one point she realized she'll bring that trash can up closer to where she's going to be needing it. So she brought it up,
and
put the tape stuck on it, and she's pulling in the trash can. And she looked back and saw the trash can following behind her, and that's kind of cool. So she kept going.
Oh, Eddie.
So easily distracted. It was so precious. So at one point I showed her, I said, let me show you. I can give you some help. I'll show you how to tear the tape. And so I said, would you like help? And she said, yes. So I showed her how to tear it. Of course, I mean, it's a simple thing for us, but if you bunch it up, it doesn't tear. You have to keep it flat. So that was another little lesson. And she was just, and at one point she just had this tape every which way. She was like dragging tables with her. It was so precious. But I turned around, I had to reassemble the chairs, and I turned around to put a couple chairs in place, and when I turned around and looked at her, just like us, she was tangled, the tape was around her body, and there was a mass of it in her hair, beautiful long hair. And it's like, that's what happens to us. Just
absolutely.
Just 1 second, and we get into this awful mess. But anyway, that topped it off for me. It was a wonderful study. A wonderful experience. The tabernacle experience was about a 15-minute video lesson. And for those of you that didn't know, the rest of it wasn't Mark Verkler. That was God showed that's what
right.
we were to do.
That's praise
so
the Lord.
So none of that was, you know, I didn't read that someplace. The Lord mm-hmm. just stirred my heart to do that.
Received it from the Lord.
And He blessed through it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can't imagine any Christian who doesn't want to hear the voice of God, except those who are convinced in their minds that we're not supposed to hear the voice of God, that we're just supposed to hear, we're just supposed to read the Word, and that's it. And there are many people that have that conviction, mm-hmm. Albeit in error. So, you know, among us, you know, we've seen it, we've heard it, we've experienced it, we've tasted of the goodness of God. Amen. And so, you know, I am preparing to do the course again. And I think if there was just one person, I would do it. Two or three would be better, because part of it is just like learning and bouncing off of each other, opening up to each other. So I have not set a time to do it, but I'm open. If, you know, there are some people who are off during the day and can't come at night, so I'm willing to do it during the day hours.
Oh, would you?
Yes.
Oh,
and some people
dear.
Can't do it during the week, maybe on a Saturday or whatever. I am just making myself available, because this is so important that you learn to hear the voice of God. And once you learn it, don't assume. It's just like the child that says their ABCs and says, got it now, there's nothing yeah. else to learn. Not having any clue how much more there is to learn. And that's how we should be, humble before the Lord. You know, we hear from God. I hear the voice of God. I see visions. I have dreams. But there's a whole lot more, and I want it.
Mm-hmm.
I want it. And so mm-hmm. if you want to take this course, then come to me. I'm not going to beat anybody over the head. Come to me and let me know your interest, and we'll work it out from there on the time,
mm-hmm.
on the time factor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to be doing, I don't know when we're going to start it, but there's a follow-up course, beautiful teaching on prayers that heal the heart. Now, is there anybody in here who has any need of healing of their heart?
Mm-hmm.
Raise
mm-hmm.
your hand if
mm-hmm.
you do.
Mm-hmm. I think all of us do.
Okay, so we have a couple people that are perfect condition. Wow, that's great. Because we all have, you know, it's the hurts, the things that, you know, that people say to us and we take it wrong, or things that people do against us and it was wrong and it really hurt. And a lot of it's from childhood. Or but all the way through our lives, we have hurts, we have things that have hurt our heart, and then we let that dictate to us how we live our lives, and we're not free from it. We are not free to worship God and to serve Him and to do His will, because that thing always dictates to us. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you can think of a person in your life that really hurt you, and every time you see them or their name comes up, you're like, ugh. Well, then you're not in God's presence. He can't use you.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be
mm-hmm.
where
free.
We are always available,
yes.
always abiding in the Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And so that's what this course is going to do. It's going to require us to be open and require us to press in. It's not for wimps. It's not for people who want to just sit and listen and have their ears tickled and then go away and do nothing. It's for people who want to live the life, who want to be set free in Christ and move in the gifts that He will give you and just do what He's called you to do. Mm-hmm. But to do it with a liberty, with love and hope and peace in your heart and faith.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's all about. It's going to be really great, and so I'm looking forward to it. But in the meantime, if you haven't taken the How to Hear God's Voice, get in touch with me if you're interested in it.
Amen. Okay? The law kills, but the Spirit gives life. And you know, and we're not cripples. We're not crippled in Jesus. We're not crippled. Run, Forrest, run. Well, I could play that over and over and over and over again to see them braces come off of Forrest when he's booking down that lane and those bad boys are after him on their bikes to give him a hard time. Well, they started flying off and I just started, whoa, this is good. This is really good. When I began to give my heart to Jesus and to seek Him with all my heart, old Mark had braces and man, this thing started flying off and at the Lackland Air Force Base and I was on fire for the Lord, man. Praise God. It's just a constant growth in Him. One other thing too, as far as testimonials, Shirley said something about the ABCs. He takes the alphabet from A to Z, and Mary, He puts the pieces together. He arranges that alphabet into all the words and all the vocabulary He has for us. But it doesn't mean we're there just because we, now I said my ABCs. You know, He takes those ABCs, He takes the A to Z, and He arranges it to glorify Him in our daily life. How many of you feel you got more class time ahead of you? Praise the Lord. Any testimonies this morning before Linda comes up, because she's like a wild horse. We got to let her go here pretty quick. So we got anyone else? Any other testimonies here this morning?
I had a blessing
yes.
When I left here on Sunday. I stopped at a gas station and there was a vet standing there and asked me for money. And at first I put up my defenses, of course, because he looked perfectly healthy. In fact, he was very physically fit. So I said, do you know Jesus? I mean, something came over me because I didn't.
Oh, Mary, praise
what I wanted to say was totally different.
Yes. Get back, Jack.
Yes, I do. And I said, oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Let me go in the store and do what I've got to do, and then I'll come back. If you're still out here, I'd like to keep talking to you. So I did, and he had walked away. And I'm saying, oh, well, I tried. And then he started coming back towards me, so I had a couple of dollars and I handed it to him. And I said, will you do me a favor? And he goes, sure. I said, next time you need help, will you call on Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
He
goes,
yeah.
I mean, yes.
He was very receptive, but I felt, because I could have taken the other route.
Yes.
I just turned my head and not looked at him. But I felt like I just needed to say that to
yes,
him.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So I felt very blessed and he was very receptive, and he went away, and he said, I will call on Jesus.
Yes, yes, yeah. What advice? I mean, he preached a whole sermon right there. The next time when you have a need or you're in trouble, will you call on Jesus? Yeah, I'll do that. But, you know, that's a whole sermon right there. Praise God, because, you know, it isn't us that we desire to give the words to. It's to someone. It's from the Lord that we desire it to be His words. So, Mary, I know it blessed you. I mean, it just really fills us up. When you water, you're going to be watered. Praise God.
Well, I've been very timid. I got to be honest. I mean, I'm kind of nervous from what I've been through, you know, with the schools.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you got to be careful. Got to be careful what you say. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
And I know that holds me back. And I just want to praise God for those little nudges.
Yes, ma'am.
Pushing me.
Yes, ma'am. Awesome. Praise the Lord. Good report. Very good report.
When she was speaking, what are those things that interlock like in a motor? You know, the
gears.
I saw like, I just saw him. He was like gears that were stuck. And what you did by saying that was like a grease.
Oh,
yeah.
So now it can start going around. It was like.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it hadn't been greased in
yes.
forever.
Yes.
So that was grease for him.
Yeah, I wonder how many people said anything like that to him that entire day or week or whatever. But praise the Lord. Good report. Anyone else? Have you noticed a family here that hadn't been here for few days? No, I want to thank God for a safe trip. A lot of connections, a lot of miles, a lot of where's Nessie? Oh, Nessie's all downtown Budapest. Nessie's downtown Budapest picking up flowers for people.
Yeah. She disappeared a few times.
Oh, golly. Did they have flowers over there?
They had these red poppies that were growing everywhere.
Red poppies. Oh, golly. I guess people are picking them, aren't they?
I wanted to pick them. One time I picked up, I saw ants all over it. I'm like, ah!
You know, Nessie reminds me, if you go on a trip with Nessie, we had a picture of my older brother Don, and my mother had a child leash. They have those leashes for children. I've seen them, and we had a picture of it. My mother go around Don had a leash on him. You know? So we're gonna make sure we leash her up before we let Nessie go too far.
They should have them for teenagers.
that's true. It is so good to see you guys. Missed you so much. And I know Drew. To me, if I was Drew, I'd have a hard time saying goodbye. You know, and waiting to see you. So. See what the other possibilities may be here, you know, for the old visit. So praise the Lord. Anything that strikes you guys paramount wise as the experience that like to share?
As far as like God working on you or doing something, well, we were doing it. We had to do currency exchange, and they had different places, and different ones were better than others. And so we found one that we really liked that had a good exchange rate. So. You know, it takes me a little bit because I'm not like, math is not like my number one subject. So I was trying to count back and trying to make sure she'd given back the proper change. Well, she got irritated at me because I was going real slow and I was like questioning. So she, can I help you? And she grabbed it away and she got really, I mean, she was just very angry with me. You know how your flesh just kind of starts to go, well,
yeah.
But I said, thank you. It was like, thank you, Jesus. I was so thankful that came out, you know.
Amen.
You know, that's one thing that just stuck out the whole trip. I was like, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You helped me be kind to that lady, you know.
Yes.
She's upset that was a witness. But it was so wonderful. There was just such a peace with our family together, and it just seemed to flow. It's like the Lord just let everything flow every day, and it just seemed like He directed us, and just, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
I was so grateful.
Yes.
It was just so good seeing Drew, and just being a family again, and I'm just so grateful. It's so good to be back home, too, though.
Yeah, I imagine. There's so many prayers for that to be that way, for you guys just to have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful time together, and for everything to work out. It's just awesome. So good to see you back. Very similar things in common, what Mary said. I'm so glad that didn't come out and that this came out. I'm so glad that didn't come out and that this came out.
I knew it wasn't.
And that's what I hear us saying, you know, from June to Debbie and everybody that's going through things. You know, I'm so glad this is coming out and that's not coming out, because that's the old me. This is Jesus in me. That makes a difference.
Yes.
Linda, come on down. Or up.